Hello, I'm Seismic Stan, and I'm here in Iceland at FanFest 2011, watching the Alliance panel presentation in the vast Tranquility Hall. The five Alliance spokesmen that have been up on stage imparting their wisdom are Manassi, leader of the now defunct Systematic Chaos, Alexeyev Kard of Noir Mercenary Group, hilarious Michael Bolton III of Test Alliance Please Ignore, DNS Black of Dirtnap Squad, wearing Anakin Skywalker's pod racing helmet apparently to protect him from his neighbours, and the man of the moment, the Mitanni, representing the Goon Swarm Federation. It's the Mitanni, affectionately known as Mittens, that I'm hoping to get an exclusive interview with. He's a fascinating character and undoubtedly one of the celebrities of EVE. Not only is he the leader of the Goon Swarm Federation, an organisation of several thousand members, he's a key proponent of the EVE metagaming culture, the erudite writer of a column on 10-ton hammer, and the frontrunner for the position of chairman in the Council of Stellar Management elections, the results due to be announced this weekend. The Alliance presentation is now coming to an end, but it was interesting to note that for all of his online bravado, the Mitanni seemed more uncomfortable with public speaking than his fellow Alliance leaders, relying heavily on a pre-prepared speech. He seemed more nervous than one would expect from an iconic leader of thousands who, until recently, also practiced law. Perhaps there is a story to be uncovered there. Oh, they're moving off stage now. I'm attempting to approach them. Mitanni? Mittens! Could I have a word? Time for a quick interview?
No, I cannot talk to you right now. You need to go.
In an interesting turn of events, the Mitanni has been rushed off stage and escorted by a group of security personnel and CCP employees towards a side room. I'm following them to see if I can learn more, but the Mitanni certainly appears distracted and troubled. I just wanted to... Is he okay?
He is not well. We have sent for a doctor. Turn it off, please. No, turn it off.
Well, it seems that the Mitanni has become unwell for some reason, and they've moved him into a side room awaiting medical treatment. I've managed to get past the security and am now standing in a corridor outside the room I believe he's in. I'm just opening the door a crack and, yeah, he seems to be alone, sitting there rocking. Let's see if we can find out what's going on. Mitanni? Mittens? Hi, are you okay? Do you mind if I sit here? Okay, I'll sit over here. You seem distracted. What's wrong?
Gotta go to Iceland.
But we're in Iceland.
Gotta go to Iceland. Gotta get my ducks in a row.
Ducks? What ducks?
Gotta get my ducks in a row. I'm a very good spy master.
I'm not following. Is this about the CSM?
Too much naivete. Everybody is an idiot. Gotta get my ducks in a row.
Is the pressure of running for CSM and running an alliance getting to you?
Bob drops Sav. Goons get Sav. Goons drop Sav. Who gets Sav?
Okay, calm down. Stop rocking. No, don't hit yourself in the face.
Bob drops Sav. Goons get Sav. Goons drop Sav. Who gets Sav?
Whoa, come on. Is this why you retired from law?
I'm a very good spy master.
I'm sure you are, but you know it's only a game, right?
It's a bad game. Very bad game.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that's true.
Grey bars turning red. Very bad game.
Okay. What would make it a good game?
More puppies. Puppies in space.
Puppies?
Yeah, puppies. Puppies in space. That would be nice.
You like puppies?
Yeah.
Just puppies?
Yeah.
Just puppies. What about the ducks?
Ducks. Ducks and puppies. Grey and red. Ducks in a row. Rubber ducky. If Bob drops Sav, goons take Sav. Goon drops Sav. Who gets Sav?
Okay. Don't get excited. Try to breathe.
158.
What?
158 titans in Nullsec. Gotta go to Nullsec. 158 titans in Nullsec.
Okay, I think it's just better if I leave you be.
I'm a very good spy master.
I'm sure you are. I'm going now. Nice to meet you. Goodbye.
Rubber ducky. Where's my rubber ducky?
So,
There you have it, the great spymaster himself, uncovered. I have to say, he's not at all what I expected. After the interview, I managed to leave without incident, and even managed to make a few more inquiries. There is a suggestion alleged by parties that wish to remain anonymous that in his final court appearance, the Mitanni's arrogant presentation style resulted in the presiding judge becoming so enraged that he hurled his gavel, striking the Mitanni in the head. Apparently, the Mitanni has become prone to these episodes ever since. I think it's fair to say that this interview raises obvious concerns, and I hope CCP know what they're letting themselves in for if the Mitanni takes charge of the CSM. I'm sure if they just put him in the corner with some soft toys, he at least won't be a danger to himself, but quite what this means for the future of the CSM is anyone's guess. This is Seismic Stan at FanFest 2011, Iceland, signing off.